From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A judge in Delaware has ruled on an edgy set of anti-smoking ads aimed at young people. He said the ads do not cross the line of vilifying tobacco companies or their employees. But in a couple of instances, he said, they cut it close. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The anti-smoking ads were financed by cigarette makers as part of an historic 1998 legal settlement with 46 states. The series is called the Truth Campaign. The sponsor is the American Legacy Foundation, and the ads are aggressive. One radio ad takes its theme from an industry statement that tobacco naturally contains urea. That ingredient is also found in dog urine. The ad portrays a professional dog walker calling the Lorillard Tobacco Company and offering a business idea.
And my dogs, well, they pee a lot, usually on like fire hydrants and people's flower beds. I thought that's a total waste of quality dog urine, and why not collect it and sell it to you tobacco people? Well, see, dog pee is full of urea, and that's one of the chemicals in cigarettes, and I was just hoping to make a little extra spending cash.
That ad prompted Lorillard to sue, saying the ads vilify the tobacco industry and so violated the terms of the settlement agreement with the states. The judge, Vice Chancellor Stephen Lamb of Delaware's Court of Chancery, disagreed. He said none of the messages vilified the industry. Lamb did say that, by naming Lorillard specifically, the dog walker ad might have violated the agreement's bar against personal attacks. But he said Lorillard didn't make that specific argument, so he couldn't rule on that point. The judge said another ad had played it close to the edge, but didn't cross the line. Ronald Milstein, Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Lorillard, said the company plans to appeal.
What we were trying to do here was to bring some accountability, make them play by the rules as we have to play by the rules under the MSA. It was a question of principle and fairness.
In the meantime, the American Legacy Foundation says it will continue with its aggressive ad campaign, one that public health experts say has made a real dent in youth smoking. In March of this year, the American Journal of Public Health reported that the Truth Campaign ads accounted for 22% of the decline in smoking among young Americans. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.